Imagine making the decision to cut yourself off from the modern world and live in a cabin in the woods for 3 years. You'll have no electricity or electronic devices, and in addition, you won't speak a word to anyone else for the duration. For most people, that's taking getting away from it all a little bit too far, but not for several dozen people at the Diamond Mountain Buddhist Retreat Center in Southeast Arizona. They're in the middle of a 3-year, 3-month, 3-day retreat of silence and solitude. They live in simple cabins in a remote, rugged canyon with no electricity, and they spend their time in silent meditation. What they're doing isn't new or particularly uncommon. Vows of silence exist across many spiritual traditions, from Christianity to Buddhism to Hinduism. The common idea is that silence draws a person closer to divinity. Science even suggests that it can significantly change a person's consciousness. The retreatants at Diamond Mountain are obviously serious in their spiritual devotion, and so are the small group of volunteers who attend to their needs. They do everything from fixing broken water pipes at the cabins to delivering food to the participants, and they do it all without saying a word. Next, Mark Dugan brings us the story of silence and devotion at Diamond Mountain.
So we filled the little 5-gallon propanes up down here out of that big cooler and take them all.
I'm Rob Rusinger, and I'm president of the board of Diamond Mountain. There are 39 people up there right now, and I think 32 cabins, so we have some couples. They started on December 30th, so it'll be 8 months at the end of August, and everybody that started is still up there. It goes for 3 years, 3 months and 3 days, technically, so it won't end until early April 2014. We have one building in the retreat valley where there is still power to it. There is a telephone up there. If they pick up that telephone, they can send out a numerical page, which a number of caretakers, about 4 caretakers, carry a cell phone just designed to receive that page. I responded to one in medical emergency, and it worked out really well. We were able to go up and tend to a person who had a broken wrist. In that case, she did have to be taken to the emergency room, but she was treated, and we delivered her straight back to the retreat valley. So she was down to Wilcox to the hospital and back, probably back in her cabin within, I think, 4 or 5 hours. It was pretty quick.
Hi, my name's Nicole Davis, and I'm the operations manager of Diamond Mountain. Wednesdays are the day we have communication with the retreatants. We don't have communication with them otherwise. Wednesday, when we do the deliveries, they give us their food boxes, and inside their food box might be a note about something that broke inside their cabin. So on, Thursday, Friday, I'll read through the notes. There'll be a lot of things to do, like call manufacturers of products, try to get information for people if something is broken. And then by the next Wednesday, I'm ready to, sometimes I write notes back to the retreatants with information. And then other times I'll actually go to their cabin or deliver materials for them to do the repair themselves. Those are all my friends and my teachers in the retreat. And it's incredibly special for me that I got to have a deep relationship with most of them before they went into the retreat. And so for me, any little bit of communication, and our communications are purposely not very personal, so that it doesn't become a distraction for them. What we don't want to do is go into a story. We don't want to go into a story, oh, how are you doing? Oh, I'm feeling this way. How are you feeling? We don't communicate like that. But sometimes someone will put a small sticker, or draw a flower on a note that they give me. And those things keep me going. I mean, I have them hanging all around my house. These are the things that that are beautiful to me right now, because they're coming from a place of where people are actually trying to go further than anybody can go in their daily life. They're trying to go into themselves so far that they uncover everything. I can feel what they're going through. I can feel the changes that they're trying to make within themselves, and that's incredibly special for me.
Let me take a look. 19 and 20, Alana has to be first.
I'm Scott Vasek. I'm the secretary of the board of directors at Diamond Mountain. We try to stay out of their way and try to be very quiet, so as not to disturb them. I and a number of other people, we switch off drivers occasionally, but they're sort of the core crew of us that drive two pickup trucks, two very able four-wheel drive pickup trucks up into the mountain roads where the retreat cabins are every Wednesday. And it's a really gratifying feeling. We go up there and you can feel the silence and we can tell what kind of work they're doing. And so we feel like it's a great honor to support them. And as I said, we try to be quiet. I've gotten to be quite good at creeping up the side of a very steep hill in second gear so as to try to not to make too much noise. And then we try not to slam the doors or make too much noise when we're getting in and out of the trucks. And each truck has two people in it. And so my truck partner and I will jump out silently and grab their food bins and produce bags and propane bottles and try to carefully and quietly put them on the side of the road next to their drop box, take their garbage and things away and be on our way in a short period of time and hopefully with not too much noise.
We shop in Tucson on Sunday and Monday, then we deliver a load. We rent a cargo van in Tucson. We fill the cargo van up, we bring it up here, we unload it on Monday afternoon, and then on Tuesday, they take all the food that we have and they distribute it into these bins that are numbered. And the numbers on the bins represent the numbers on the cabins. And that's done on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we actually deliver it to put it into the four-wheel drive pickup trucks and deliver it up to the cabins. We actually say we pamper the retreaters. So we try to give people really good, healthy food as much as possible. We have an emphasis on produce, which, you know, there's a cooler outside where all the produce is and a separate set of numbered bags for produce bags. So we're not practicing a deprivation.
And another one. Whoops. That's not secure.
I've done a couple of short retreats, a 7-day and a 10-day retreat completely by myself. And I've been on a lot of group retreats. I can't even remember how many. And I'm about to do my first month-long retreat. So we try to do at least 3 month-long retreats in our lifetime. That's sort of part of this lineage, is to do 3 month-long retreats in your lifetime. So I'm going to do my first one starting in September. I'm really excited.
Looking good. Yeah. Anything else, Chuck?
I think that's it.
If you can achieve a very deep state of meditation, you can affect a radical transformation in your mind, which will give you the ability to help people in an extremely profound way. It just takes a lot of work in meditation, and so that's what they're doing up there, and that's what we're trying to support.
All right, here we go.
I mean, I've done as much as a 30-day solitary silent retreat. Yeah, when you cut yourself off from all distractions, right? You have nothing to distract your mind, no TV or no internet. You know, what you're left with is your own mental space, you know. And so, it's different for every person, right? Every single person is different. And what happens in these retreats is completely different. There's no, like, rule. But, you know, it can happen that psychological things bubble to the surface, where they can actually be taken care of. I mean, I think that's part of the process that goes on, is actually resolving some psychological issues. But I found it to be a really, really wonderful experience. You know, it was very relaxing and very happy and a very joyful time for me.
It's one of the most incredible things you can do with your time. Going into silence and going into retreat in and of itself won't necessarily save the world, but it will help you settle things within yourself in order to be the strongest, the most courageous, the most capable person to try to make a difference in the world. So I'm really grateful to be able to help them do it.
That's Nicole Davis, who, along with Scott Vasek and Rob Rusinger, are caretakers for a group of people who are in the middle of their 3-year vows of silence in the mountains of southeast Arizona. The story was produced by Mark Dugan. You can find out more on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org, including interviews with a Buddhist educator and a professor of neuropsychology on how extended periods of silence can affect the brain and consciousness.